Fed holds rates steady with 3 descents on inflation bias. The Federal Reserve held its benchmark rate steady at today's FOMC meeting and dropped its prior signal that future moves would lean toward cuts, according to Reuters. Three officials dissented from the policy statement, pushing back on language that telegraphed a bias toward lower borrowing costs. Bitcoin sat at $75,000 as of April 29, 2026, down 1.6% on the day and 5% over the past week per CoinMarketCap, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 38, fear. Ether was at 2021, off 3.2% in 24 hours. 3 descents changed the message, not the rate. The headline number is the same one markets had priced in, no change. What shifted is the framing. Past statements left room for cuts later in the year by noting risks to the labor market. The April statement instead lifted its concern about inflation, while removing language that hinted at easing. Three voting members went further, dissenting because they want the central bank to stop communicating any bias toward lower rates at all. Dissents at this scale are uncommon. The Fed normally lands on consensus statements, and a three-vote split signals a deeper disagreement on where policy goes from here. The dissenters are betting that inflation is sticky enough to keep rates where they are for longer, possibly through year-end. Why crypto sold off into the print? The previous trading session had already priced in a cautious Fed. BTC pulled back to $75,008 earlier this week as oil rallied on UAE OPEC exit headlines and AI equities sold off. The hawkish tilt at today's meeting, no easing bias, 3 descents wanting an even firmer stance, removes the soft cushion crypto traders had been counting on for late spring. CoinMarketCap data shows the broader market in sync with BTC. SOL was at 8164. 2.6% 24s, BNB at $611.91, 1.9%, and XRP at 1.35, 2.3%. All five top assets traded down on the session. The fear and greed reading at 38 is consistent with where it was through last week, but the FOMC outcome makes a quick reversal harder. Traders watching for a March-style relief rally need a dovish surprise that did not come. Stablecoin yield is the underlying lever. For crypto users, the rate path matters most through stablecoin economics. T-bill yields anchor the returns that stablecoin issuers like Circle and Tether earn on reserves, and those yields filter into the rebate and yield programs cards layer on top of stablecoin spending. A higher-for-longer Fed keeps T-bill yields elevated, which keeps issuer revenue strong but also keeps the opportunity cost of holding a non-yielding stablecoin balance high. Card programs that route deposits into yield-bearing wrappers benefit. Programs that rely on token staking models for cashback, where holders lock a native token for premium-tier benefits, face the same dollar strength headwind that hits BTC. A stronger dollar tends to compress crypto valuations, which compresses the value of staked positions denominated in those tokens. What Powell said at the podium, Powell took questions in what Yahoo Finance flagged as likely his last FOMC press conference as chair, with Kevin Warsh's confirmation process advancing through the Senate Banking Committee earlier this month. The optics of the meeting matter for crypto markets that have spent the past 6 weeks pricing in a Warsh-led Fed. A hawkish handoff statement narrows the scope for Warsh to surprise on the dovish side without breaking continuity. Markets that expected an easier 2026 once Warsh took over are now recalibrating.